Ever since the crash of 2008, there has been a widespread recognition, both among economists and the general public, that economic theory has failed. But there is no consensus on the extent of that failure, even among participants of this conference. As a sponsor of INET, I'm delighted because it shows that INET is open to a wide variety of new economic thinking. But I'm also a proponent of an alternative interpretation of financial markets, and in that capacity, I take a different position. I believe that the failure is more profound than generally recognized. It goes back to the very foundations of economic theory. Economics tried to imitate Newton's physics. It sought to establish universally and timelessly valid laws governing reality. But economics is a social science, and there is a fundamental difference between natural and social sciences. Social phenomena have thinking participants who base their decisions on imperfect knowledge. That is what economics has tried to ignore. Scientific methods needs an independent criterion by which the truth or validity of theories can be judged. Natural phenomena constitute such an independent criterion. Social phenomena don't. That's because natural phenomena consist of facts that occur independently of what anybody says. The facts then serve as an objective evidence by which the validity of scientific theories can be judged. That has enabled natural science to produce amazing results. Social sciences, by contrast, have thinking participants who have a will of their own. They are not detached observers, but engaged decision-makers whose decisions greatly influence the course of events. Therefore, the events don't constitute an independent criterion by which the participants can decide whether their views are correct. In the absence of an independent criterion, people have to base their decisions not on knowledge, but on an inherently biased and, to a greater or lesser extent, distorted interpretation of reality.